What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an exclusive audio-only segment for Ask Vision Paradox. This segment is an inside look to our check-in meetings. Now, most of the time, I would much rather prefer to have these meetings to be quick and to the point, but since the check-in meetings with the team are only once a week and we all work remote, I want to make sure that this company still has a good work culture. While not everyone has the same values that I do in regards to company culture and whatnot, at the end of the day, it's people who are getting the work done. And as people, they obviously want to feel valued both in what they earn, but also feeling like their work matters, their input matters. Anyways, these check-in meetings generally start off with acknowledging what they're grateful for, wins, lessons, and whatnot. I know it might sound cringy or kind of corny for some of you guys, but the way I think about it is if we start off the meeting with acknowledging the things we're grateful for, it kind of helps with their state of mind. And sometimes they don't have a win or a lesson, and that's okay. And from there, we go into the nitty-gritty of the work, resources they need and whatnot. That's a little bit of the intro of what this segment is. If you guys enjoy, please let us know on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Enjoy the episode. Okay, let's get on with the questions. I'll somehow create some sort of intro for this. So, grateful. What am I grateful for? I'd say one of the things I'm grateful for is a pretty good temper tantrum. Banquet last night. Another thing with that is all Zoom podcasts on temper tantrums ends are officially done. Now there's actual in-person content, in-person stuff that needs to be edited, which I don't mind delaying right now because it's the last week. And Vision Paradox After Hours podcasts are almost caught up. There's only one episode we need to do, which is the Farewell Alex episode. And yeah, so I'm feeling grateful for that because that was something that I was really trying to get a really catch up on. Biggest win, pretty good workshop, good banquet. Hey. I think pretty good. Yeah, I think one of our biggest turnouts all year. And then we got a lot of toys donated that I'm going to be giving tomorrow. So I'll be filming that process. So yeah, that was a really good turnout. And the idea was from Diego, which is Rosie's boyfriend, to make it a donation. So it worked out. Yeah, biggest one is that. And biggest lesson, what do you call it? I guess what do you call it? Having lower expectations makes me appreciative when people actually deliver, which is why I prefer anti-hyping. Don't tell me how good it is. Just tell me it sucks.
It sucked.
Yes.
Deserves a rest.
Just let me think this event. Just let me think the banquet is going to go bad, and then it turns out great.
It works.
You should have just had me call it. I'd be like, "It's going to suck. Sean forgot to cook."
Oh, dude. Oh, that's a great win too, man.
Sean forgot to cook.
You guys are here.
Yeah, but if you look everything down and things tend to suck even more.
It's that negative feedback loop. I knew it was going to be terrible.
See?
Yeah, you're right about that too.
You can still be right.
A classic self-fulfilling prophecy.
You can still be vindicated though, because you were right.
Okay, what did I complete last week? I finished setting up the agreement on how we're going to work with Anthony Hobson for the next month and a half while we're gone. So, Bernie, I would relay that message to you. Set that up today. Informed all the other clients that were going to be gone for the next 3 weeks. And yeah, only one of them I'll be maintaining one contact every week because it's not that much. It's only like a 10-minute meeting. Finished 2 videos for Temper Tantrum, ran ads for Reach Fitness. Those are getting expensive since it's holiday pricing right now, especially for media spend. And finished a new episode of Ask Vision Paradox featuring me, Bernie, and Max answering questions on social media, and a lot of that is good to go for promos. Currently working on the last batch of Vision Paradox After Hours stuff for micro content that we can probably promote for the following year. Also, some of the finishing up all the stuff I need to review in the reaction side of things and what resources I need. Not much. I actually feel pretty relaxed, really relaxed.
Well, yeah, because everything that needs to be, well, not everything.
Like, okay, so this is the last year of the world.
I'm ready.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
But
Fuck a lot.
I mean, seriously. Dude, if you're relaxed, it's scaring me. It's literally giving me chills.
The following day, a million notifications.
It's like, okay, so New Year's is the rapture. Yep.
The rapture. All dead. The rapture. Huh? Oh, God. But yeah, because I just feel good that all the Zoom podcasts are almost done. Like I said, I wanted us to get like close to 80% done with a lot of the stuff. I knew some of the stuff wouldn't be all could be complete, but yeah.
I thought you'd say, yeah, all the work is done till the end of days. And okay, like I feel good. Like I'm relaxed end of days. Because we're all screwed.
Because there's no point to anything. Okay, what do you call it? Biggest win of 2021. That's a shit. I don't know why I picked that question. What do you call it? I think the biggest win is like the amount of, I'd say, quality work that we all produced overall and work related. Because I feel good about everything that we've put out. The Behind the Smile stuff, all the stuff with BP, we've, depending on the platforms, it's reached over 100,000 views. And the growth, I think Temper Tantrum hit 2,000 subscribers. So I just think the overall work that we've been putting out is compounding. Personally, I don't know. I feel good about... I don't know. I think one of my biggest personal wins actually is like my health has gotten better, because I think in the beginning of the year I was diagnosed pre-diabetic and did my best to take care of that. And now I'm just on the borderline. Like they said, as long as I keep it up, I can reverse it. But yeah, that's it for me. Max, you're up.
Yeah, what am I grateful for? Oh, is it giving me a day off? It wasn't a day off, it was a half a day off. After I literally died. Biggest win would it be for this week? I don't know. I bought 3 sets of RPG dice because I was going to go play Dungeons and Dragons with my friends over the weekend, but didn't happen. But I have 3 sets. I don't care. I saw 3 of them and I liked all of them. So instead of choosing one, I saw it, I liked it, I bought it, I got it. That's my... yeah. They were like under $10 each. But look, pink. Okay, anyway, I am tired. That is my lesson. I am tired and I need to accept that because I fought Emory on this. He's like, take a break. No.
Oh, God.
I was like, I got this. No. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I'm tired. It's December. I'm always tired in December. What did I complete last week? I wrote a lot of copy for some Temper Tantrum YouTube videos. Mostly that. I think this is for, oh yeah, I reviewed some of Bernie, oh, the emails. The
Temper Tantrum emails, yeah.
Emails. And Vision Paradox emails.
Maybe emails.
Yep. And I did some subtitling for the Christmas podcast. And I did some follow-ups. Yeah. And my working on, there's still like a lot more days of TikTok content for Temper Tantrum I need to schedule, but because of the whole 10-day thing, I really can't.
Yeah, that's fine. I think schedule as far out as you can, and then
yeah,
I'll carry it from there.
Okay, and then also I need to just finish out scheduling January for VP. Because then Bernie made a dent in December.
Okay.
So I'll do, what resources do I need? I could use a coffee.
Right now, at your time
zone. Yeah,
I have one.
one coffee.
Something to keep alive.
Yeah. It's my biggest set of 2021. Oh, I got to go over there. That was literally the highlight of 2021. I got to travel.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Shit. Yeah. At least we're able to, yeah. Okay. Dope, thank you. Next is Rosario.
I still hate it.
I sense it at this point. I can just sense when something's happening. So I'm just like, here it comes. Here
yeah, she comes got spidey it. Sense.
Sometimes I feel like I do.
Rosy tingle. Instead of Peter tingle. You go, girl.
Okay. What am I grateful for? Yeah, it's the same thing as Emrayla yesterday. And the workshops. So the workshops in Banglet was like really cool. It was like the last hurrah for the year. So it was like really nice to just hang out with everybody and not in a very like, I say neutral setting, but it was at like a dance studio. But like it was a neutral setting where we didn't have to like focus on like a project or anything. It was just us celebrating each other. So that was really nice.
No, we're still dancing though.
We're still dancing though.
Yeah, that's true.
And streaming, apparently. Everyone was on.
Dude, oh my gosh. That was so crazy.
I went stream hopping. I went from Emeralds to like Diego.
Oh, it was so nice. It worked. I loved it. Biggest win. Oh, man. That's a lot. I guess I have to choose one to be behind a smile. And submitting it to a film festival thing. Not no expectations, of course.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. I submitted it, but because I was like, I got nothing to lose. Might as well.
Rosie DM'd me saying, should I do it? And I was like, yeah, do it. Okay. And she was like, I'll think about it. We'll do it for you then. I'm just thinking about it.
I'll just do it.
Girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just thinking about it.
I'm just thinking about it.
I did it.
I did it. So there's that. No expectations, but
hey, if I can say something about it, we watched it when we were on our
vacation. Were y'all crying?
Yeah.
See, told you.
Yeah, I would upload it anywhere. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I did it. biggest lesson. Man,
oh my god,
that you're more capable than you think. Yeah, because again, I live by the motto of no expectations, but sometimes it's a little bit too low.
But come on guys, I suck, man, then fucking does well.
Come on, guys, please. But yeah, that. What did I complete last week? I think it was another descripting. I think it was Alex's Farewell podcast. Yeah. At first, I couldn't find it because I was like, this is not it.
Then, oh, yeah, that's right. And you were able to fix it on your end.
Yeah, I did it.
Rosie's win of 2021. Yeah. I did it.
You know what? That should be the win. Figuring out Descript. I was stressing about that.
Yeah, you texted me while I was in the middle of getting my hair colored. So.
Oh, I was like, I could do it.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Shut up.
Oh my God. At least I do it on my own.
She did it.
And save money. And save $100.
Today's video. I did it.
That's the name of the episode. That's the name of
this episode.
Yeah. Next up.
In there.
Hey, I didn't finish.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't finish.
I did it. Okay. What am I working
on? I thought that was your biggest win. Shit. All right, that's enough.
All right, I didn't go down the rest of them. What am I working on? More scheduling stuff because I got bombarded. Again today. Yeah. Oops. I was like, here it comes. All right. So I'm gonna be doing that. What resource do I need? Probably more chips. That's it. I think I need more chips.
A good resource.
Yeah. I like
a good chips. Resource.
It's my favorite. Biggest win of 2021. I was gonna say Descript. I think biggest win is all the stuff we did for Temper Tantrum. Yeah. I think we accomplished a lot, like a lot. So it was just nice. Now looking back, it's dang, like, we did a lot. So I think that.
I did it.
Did it.
Is that current in the test? We did it.
Cool. Thank you, Rosie. Next up is Mukim.
Yeah. What I'm grateful for, I've been searching for a new house because my brother was with me for last 6 months and now his college again opened. So actually I have nobody to talk to here. So I've been searching for a new home and I got it yesterday and I'll shift in 10 days or so.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, and it's very painful here to find a home.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks.
Hey, you.
By the way, if you're lonely, I have a friendly ghost here you can pay. Like, me and my roommate have been calling him Abraham, so like
Abraham the friendly ghost.
If you like kittens, sell that. I have like three, so I don't know. It's up to you. God. If you want to come to ours,
like, get me out of here. Anywhere, please.
Kittens over ghosts any day.
Nice cats.
You can actually
pet them. But I'm a cat person. Like, yeah, I left my cat with my pants.
Oh.
Actually, I forgot to tell you guys, there was those two pigeons and they gave birth to, yeah, to like to a pair on my window.
Oh, like a whole family.
Wow.
Yeah. And they left them and I had to just from my hand, I had to take them out and feed them. And I don't know if they are safe or not, because I gave them to someone like my security guard. I hope like he's taking care of them.
Oh, you abandoned them. Why did he do that?
It's okay.
He's moving.
They're making too much noise.
I'm gonna deep fry them.
They are your babies.
I'm glad someone made a food joke about it.
I mean,
pheasants taste amazing.
They'll be, yeah, pheasants good, but like they're tiny right now.
Yeah.
You raise them, then like kill them and kill everything.
45 days.
I got it. I'm gonna need to cut this.
It's delicious. Our
American audiences are immediately gonna talk about
it. Americans eat pheasants.
Animal cruelty.
Wait.
Don't call it pigeon.
But I never ate like pigeons in America. But seriously, that nobody eats pigeons in America?
They do. At all? They call it pheasant to make it sound fancy.
Yeah. Okay, raise the pheasants, then kill the pheasants. And
how else do you eat?
All right, we found our loophole. We're keeping it.
How else do you eat?
Go ahead, Mukim.
Sorry.
Yeah. Biggest win, maybe. Yeah, that's the biggest win. I got the house.
Did you start dating again? I think
I'm trying, but nobody's dating me, man.
Okay, so that's a separate topic in itself. That's,
we can talk about that later.
That'll be an episode of like where we talk, like where we review each other, like Tinder profiles.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm relying on Ahmed to set me up with someone.
Mine was super pretentious.
My bio was literally, "This is Egypt. I'm not expecting anything. If you don't like this, just fuck off."
And then there's
you're like, trying to get a date or a fight, bro. Like,
yeah, I swipe right on you just to fucking. Hey, bro. Sorry, Tinder profile.
Yeah,
that's like,
what you say about Egypt?
You have to keep it interesting. Seriously. At one point, people tend to have the same personality, and I don't want that. I want someone who will, like, yeah, fight back, actually, a little bit.
Oh, damn. It's like you just meet at a wrestling it's a wrestling match.
Okay,
right,
just so you guys know, like the three people that I've serious, like I've been in long-term relationships in, all know martial arts. My sister is the same. Like, she knows martial arts. My parents are the same.
Damn.
So, like...
So, it's...
No, it's... What the fuck, man? Okay. Somebody please change the subject, because this...
No way. He's going to find his way back in.
Okay, go ahead.
Biggest lesson, I should expand my team for the, like, Fiverr stuff, because my rating went down. I wasn't replying to clients because I didn't want to take more projects and all, but I'm just like failing at good opportunities there. So I thought like if I have one or two more guys, so I can take more projects.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
I got three or four applications for it. So I'm gonna just interview them this Sunday. Let's see how it goes.
Nice.
What did you complete last week? I think micro content for one was Alex podcast and one was Temper Tantrum, I think. What are you working on? This freestyle video and then trending sounds videos. Mm-hmm. And I already told you the file is very huge and I had to download it, all of the footage and then convert it to proxy.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. because I know it's a lot of footage to go through.
Yeah. What resources? Yeah. Actually, I wanted to do not. I wanted to have a free week so I can complete all of the past tasks. So Amroy already gave it to me. Thanks for that.
Okay. So I can keep giving you some more stuff, right? I'm just kidding.
What's your biggest win? Like biggest win, I think maybe like working with Amroy, because I got to learn a lot. Like that nest sequence and then under one more nest sequence was pretty awesome.
How to crash Premiere in 2 seconds.
Oh yeah.
I remember, last year he told me don't nest shit. We don't nest shit in this
device. And then what happens?
It's a nest inside a nest inside a nest inside. It's like Inception, but with nests.
Yeah, Inception. Yeah, and actually, when you are just sitting alone and thinking about it, and you just get your mind blown. Oh, that's what's happening there. Yeah.
Okay, so here's something I did recently. Did I really say not to nest anything ever?
Yeah. Damn. I remember actually, that's why I learned the shift U command for subsampling, mm-hmm. like parts of the shift timeline.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, damn. It was with the reaction videos, I think, or the podcast.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I shifted my thought, because I remember when I was working in After Effects, I was like, I should just apply the same concept of pre-comping in After Effects into Premiere. And here's what I did recently. Do you guys know the whole multicam effect and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I did. I did one multicam and I did one multicam. Cool. Next thing I did a multicam of the multicams for several shots.
Yeah. I actually do the same for the video clips. It's a lot easier to select the clip you want to show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Biggest win. Yeah, I think probably that's it. Because I already told you like this year wasn't very good for me. So
you're alive, man. Yeah. That should be a win.
Yeah, I'm more happy that you are alive. You are living. You've been living.
I'm not gonna lie, a couple of days ago, like I woke up in the middle of the night, something was grabbing my hand, and just there was this thing, like shadow in front of me pointing on the screen. It's like, great, the ghost wants me to wake up and continue working.
Exactly what happened.
Your grandpa was like, you ain't working hard enough, boy.
You gotta earn your keep in my house.
Hey, you gotta earn your sleep.
Yeah, you guys are being funny, but this actually is my dead grandpa's house.
Oh.
Awkward.
Well, joke nailed it.
Okay, our next up is Camilo.
I think I'm actually grateful for starting to finish my college because I'm fucking tired.
Drop out. Yeah.
College sucks.
Yeah.
Drop out.
There's still time. You can still drop out.
You're almost there.
There's still time to drop out.
I'm so close to finish that. It's not working now.
Drop out.
My biggest win, I think in terms of like work, I think the things I've done for Temple Tantrum, Ambition Paradox, and Emory have gotten a lot better during this year. And I consider that as a win. Like, I know for a fact that I've been working faster every time, and I think I've been like getting it like a little bit better every time. So I don't know. Yeah, I feel very.
The recent edits you sent, fucking fire. We need to get the fire department.
My biggest lesson.
No, damn. I'm going to call you out every time you point. Seriously, man.
That was pretty good, though.
You could say it was exactly like my mixtape.
My biggest lesson, I think, it's that actually doing things is not as hard as you may think before starting, because I don't know, everything was so hard until I began doing it. So like, for example, the keyboard, I was bored one afternoon and started making a keyboard. And I know for a fact that I will have my own keyboard a couple months from now. So it's about starting and then trying to find a way. What did I complete last week? I completed a lot of freestyle videos, a couple reaction videos, and for today I completed a couple Vision Paradox shooting videos, like for the highlights videos. What resources do I need? I actually am fine with that. I don't think I need anything. And my biggest win of 2021, it's hard. It's been a long fucking year. I've grown a lot since it started until now, and I think this is my biggest win.
I don't mean to be that guy, but I feel like you have to say that because she's next to you.
No, shit! called out!
Good job.
Bro, I actually know that I don't need to because I'm a simp. I don't need to simp any further than that.
King simp.
Job.
King simp right here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my biggest win is to actually finish the year. Like, I would have liked to start it. So,
yeah.
It's a big step forward.
Well, from my perspective.
Well, you know what they say, there are still 3 weeks and a lot of shit.
Oh my gosh.
The, zombies might happen.
The Omarion variant.
Yeah, ghosts are happening. Why not zombies?
The Omarion variant is happening.
Next, you said Omarion. Yes.
Omarion.
So,
I'm the only one who feels that like coronavirus is just going to mutate into a zombie virus. And I like those smart zombies where like they're like fast, the dumbass zombies.
Like the Walking Dead zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, season the one, really Walking slow Dead zombies. Zombies that take over the world, but you don't know how. They're slow enough to kill, but humans are just like Army way too lazy. Dead zombies, everybody's dead.
Yeah. Also, we are stupid, not only lazy. Where would it protect me?
I can't say that on the podcast.
or like, oh, he's walking slow. It's not gonna. It's just because a zombie is slow doesn't mean he can.
Yeah, but that bite strength though.
Or the scratch.
Know, or like when you guys are like bitten and you try to hide it, you're changing into a zombie. There's no cure.
There's an episode of Community about this.
To kill yourself.
Or amputate, depending on where.
Yeah.
No, it's in your blood.
It's in your blood.
Oh.
Yeah, like you're fucked. There's like, it's in every movie. That guy that gets scratched and like covering up his arm or covering up his leg and acting like
I thought maybe I was turning into
a zombie. Yeah, like you're turning into a fucking zombie.
That fucks it up for everyone else.
Yeah, like you're looking at the zombies coming at you, and oh shit, they're like if I was in a movie, I wouldn't be worried about the things coming at me. I'd be like, okay, which one of you guys got bitten? Let's be perfectly honest. Oh shit, it's me.
Is
yeah,
it me, Jesus?
See, yeah, you bring up a good point, because with zombies, at least seem like they're dangerous up front. With humans, they can hide their danger. Yeah.
I love how we got on this topic.
This is a great first recording of our meeting. So,
okay, humans, we have like physical damage, psychological damage, and yeah, no magic damage, but
no magic damage.
I mean, damage. We're fucked up.
Oh my god!
All right, let's pass the ball to.
I want to say something to Camilo before like we pass the ball. Yeah. Like, dude, your hair is making me hate myself just a little bit.
Your hair is fire,
it's
dude.
Super fucking crazy today. Well, yeah, I don't know.
From fire today, and like seriously, like, I don't have enough time to do that. But like, my hair is crap anyway. Like, yeah, it's making me hate myself a little bit.
Why? Like my hair's a mess right now.
Dude, you look like a
It's luscious.
Like,
Yeah, it puts some backlighting on that.
Take a screenshot and just edit a little bit, and it looks sexy as hell. Like,
yeah,
I have something for you.
What is this?
Oh no!
Oh.
Somebody take a screenshot.
Oh god, hold on.
I am doing this.
Are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm gonna edit this.
That has to go on my NFT.
My NFT card.
Bromilo.
Yeah, you look seriously what the shirt you're wearing and how you're the rugged look on your hair. It looks like you just finished. You're like a surf instructor that seduces all the newlyweds. And
the newlyweds.
Yeah. And,
I don't know. I can teach you guys surfing, and then has a one-on-one with the wife.
Actually, if you want to know my secret for this awesome look,
it's genetics. Don't act like it isn't.
No, it's actually
genetics, and that you aren't Middle Eastern.
40 degrees on the shadow and 90% humidity. So yeah, we're fucking dying here.
Wow. Moist.
Yeah, so fun.
It is moist over there.
That's giving you that volume.
Your hair, when it's humid, looks like that. Okay.
Yeah.
My hair, when it's long and it's humid, looks like I was accidentally electrocuted.
You just need more conditioner.
I don't care if I buy freaking 40 bottles of conditioner. It does nothing. It's just this is why I shave my head. My sister's a doctor, guys. Like, there was a solution she probably would have told me.
Damn, I'm sorry, bro.
In hair, like, I'm fucked. I've accepted it.
Yeah, here's your conditioner.
You feel conditioned yet?
All right, let's pass the ball off to Bernie.
Grateful for work, I would say. I like the email stuff. This year, I think that's the only good stuff that I messed up with Anthony the past month. But the email was, I think that would be my biggest win. I liked when I started taking over the email shit, except that one that I missed. Grateful for everything is getting set now. Yeah, everything is slowly being back to normal here. Yeah. So biggest win would be Kuya getting in here. Because he needed it so much because he's been having a hard time with school and all those stuff. Yeah, so it's a good thing. Yeah, and I think he's been here for 3 days. He started getting a lot better than when he wasn't here. Yeah, yeah, and good thing. It's gonna be a long holiday, so we could like do a lot of stuff. And biggest lesson would be, no matter how much you plan stuff, things aren't gonna. Yeah, I know. Yeah, everything you planned. Yeah, it won't.
A flash. Make a plan. Execute the plan. Expect the plan to go to shit. Throw away the plan.
Yes,
that is my new motto.
Yeah.
So what I completed last week would be content. I uploaded content for VP content calendar. A bunch of SEO for temper tantrum. Those that I missed last week, email scheduling, and content calendar and scheduling, a lot of scheduling actually. Working on still on Anthony's scheduling because I'm pushing to do this like every night because working on I got a teenager with me. So yeah.
Oh god.
Oh wow.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's 40. So yeah. So
old.
What am I working on? Yeah. That's it. Resources that I need, nothing much, really. A dining table. I didn't know I needed a dining table until Dad and Kuya came here. Because I was like, I got like myself like a little nook on the kitchen where I put my placemat and my plate. But now I realize, yes, I need a table. Because their first night here, we're sitting and holding their plates. looking so messed up. So... biggest win for 2021. Yeah, I said it already. My first flight. So, Yes, that would be the greatest win. But still, long way to go, I would say. Targeting, to finish all this stuff by next year, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Given crypto doesn't crash too much, because my Axie team is worth trash right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting at least like the recent ones, you're getting around 40% open rates. And I appreciate you taking that on. I've been loving seeing that it's just happening.
And the I think what changed on the recent ones is since we did the little review, I didn't put so much of just, it was shorter than the first one. So we started doing. So yeah.
Yeah, the open rate.
We don't talk too much now. Yeah. You don't like it when we talk too much.
Yeah, I mean, about 40% open rate. That's pretty good. And average is about 30 for a lot of people.
28.
28?
In general. Yeah. So it's yeah.
Hey, good shit, dude. Good shit. Fucking 40% open rates.
Boom.
That's fucking good. Props to you. And I'm glad your family is there, and I'm glad you're gonna have some time to spend with them. You know what I'm gonna do for fun? I'm gonna assign you guys a task for fun. Happy holidays.
Wow. Like a long list of them.
You'd be like, what?
So, it was our last meeting, and here are your tasks.
What do you call it? Yeah, I'm glad that everything's going better for you, especially with your ear and that your family's there.
I know, with the quake situation and shit. So yeah. A lot happened last week. It was
shit.
Want to see the stuff that happened? Yeah, from here. My tables. So it was. It goes all the yeah.
The earthquake caused that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, but said it's not gonna erupt as bad. It's just that they turn off power because of the quakes.
Yeah.
Just a precaution and stuff because it's just a town away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I don't know. Maybe if you're not from here, you feel weird. But those who are from here, that's it happens.
It's another earthquake. Yeah. Like
I know.
Like in LA, we get earthquakes too. It's like, it's fine. It's another one.
Oh yeah.
It's okay, cool. We just get random snowstorms.
Or if there's a fire, like a fire last year when there was a fire like 4 miles away from my house.
Oh yeah,
I remember. And I was like, I was still having meetings with you guys. Like,
yeah,
I was just waiting for the evac warning.
Oh yeah, I know. And all your stuff is packed on your car.
Yeah.
And you're saying, yeah, I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you can't step outside
for the fire to catch up.
Smoke.
No, I was waiting for the official like evac thing. Because they give my area an evac warning, so I packed.
They recommend that you evacuate. Didn't give an order yet.
No, I was waiting for a fire. Like the evac order comes when the fire is like a mile or 2 miles away, and you're like, he's packed. Time. Let's work. Like instead of working from my car, far away from the fire, horrible death. No, let's continue.
Think of the footage I would have captured though.
Okay. Yeah, but we won't see it for like 2 more years.
I'm gonna die a horrible death. Yeah, but I gotta get that shot for Instagram.
No,
trying to have a good dinner with him. Camera on my face.
Rick, last one.
Okay. Just call me Rick because you guys don't know how to pronounce my name, which is insulting.
How do we say it?
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Not Ahmed. Stop with the Jeff Dunham shit. Ahmed. See, you don't have that ha thing. So it's
Ahmed. Wait, no. Hold on. Ahmed.
There's only ever been one American that's ever said it.
Ahmed.
That's actually super funny because my girlfriend like swapped my nickname on her phone because she heard you tell me Camilo and it's Camilo.
Yeah, Camilo.
Camilo.
Yeah. So now every time Camilo. She sees me working, she's like Camilo.
Come in.
That's cute.
Seriously, man, I'm not gonna lie. You're pissing me off. Like, the voice, the looks, the hair, it's like.
And now the name Camilo.
Camilo. Camilo.
It's not Camilo. It's Camilo.
No.
Like a couple.
It's how he says it. It's like Camilo. He's saying it with a sexy voice. It's like, you're saying your own name. You should not sound sexy.
Wait, say it again. One more time, though.
Do it again. Do it again. We're recording this.
Camilo. But I mean, like, Spanish is a very intimate language because it's a Roman
romantic language.
Literally
a romantic language.
Romantic language.
Yeah, it's a romantic language.
Romantic. Mm-hmm.
So everything sounds very profound, even if you say something stupid, like your own name.
Or even if you just have like luscious hair just by default. And
even with Emroy saying my real name, he still says it wrong.
Rosario.
Yeah, actually, if you say Rosie, it sounds like playful, like joyful.
Rosie.
If you say Rosario, sounds like,
yeah.
It's Camilo.
It's Camilo.
It's Camilo.
It's Camilo. Wow.
Like, seriously, I have to ask, like, is Camilo a common name?
Camilo?
Actually, no. Camilo is a name that's used generally for dogs. Like, little caniches, like rats with white hair.
Cockers.
Okay.
Yeah, and cockers.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not like I hate you, but I do hate you. Actually, more than Muhammad, which sucks! Because while I was in school here, like in the same classroom,
you're just
we
like,
had 30
which
people.
One?
16 of us are named Ahmed.
Oh, wow. That's like a fucking look.
Nice.
Which is why, like, when you guys started to call me that again, it's like, God, I haven't heard my name since I was like 6 in Cali. And I'm like, okay, how do I tell them that nobody calls me that anymore?
My high school is 99% Armenian, so everybody.
Is there
it was an Ani
for your name?
Well, we just Rick.
It's called
Rick.
Called.
Rick.
Can I just
I don't know
Martin?
If any of you have ever seen Castle, the TV show. It's a little bit old.
Nathan Fillion.
Okay, he was like, I really liked the character, and my friends. Like, they see how crazy my life is and how weird it gets and how much money I spend. So when they saw the TV show, it reminded them of me. So it kind of stuck. And I when they first called me Richard, and when my parents saw that, oh no, you are Muslim. It, like, they either find an appropriate nickname or it's Ahmed. I don't care.
Richard.
Yes, they come from Ricky to Rick. And here they started calling me like the American guy, and in Egypt, American guy means Amriki. So like, they started to remove things like the AM, so it became Ricky, and then the Y, so it just became Rick.
Oh,
I have some good news for you.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh no.
In the US, you sound
like nobody says that to me.
Like an old man, like Richard. But then if we call you Rick, it sounds like a chat, and
sounds
if
like
we call you like your name in Spanish, it sounds super hot. Ricardo.
Okay, I think that's
Ricardo.
I had to think for a second. What is it? Oh, Ricardo.
It sounds like super like
Ricardo.
Like
Ricardo.
Hey, what's going on, Ricardo?
Favorite actor is Ricardo Montalban.
This is why when I die and I'm in front of God. And okay, do you have any complaints towards your parents? Just one, the name. That's it. Nothing else. Oh, and that they brought me back to Egypt.
Bro, actually, I'm going to send her up to front, because when she laughed at me because you told me Camilo, like we started talking, like speaking in English for a little bit. She tried to say your name. And didn't know how to, and so trying to explain how to say Emroy, I ended up like saying Emiroi, like you're a Japanese character.
Emiroi. Emiroi.
Yeah, what's even worse, Emiroi? I can't say your name, but what's even worse is you actually look like an anime character.
Yeah.
Like, you're the easiest edit out of us all, out of all of us. Like, even with the whole ponytail, like, all you need is like this.
Especially with the whole ponytail.
Yeah, especially. The whole samurai outfit and a sword, and you're good. You're like this, the embodiment of an anime character. Even the beard, man. Like, even when they draw the hairs, like the small hairs of the whole.
Let me just
beard
say, though,
on.
You're welcome. I did that. I did it.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
I don't know. Where are we with your questions right now? Rick or Ricardo? Where are we at here?
Okay. You guys can all call me Rick, except for Rosie, because like she's going to say it right. And Camille, because like I like it when he says my name. It makes me feel good inside.
Why? Do I say it right? Or just funny?
No, but you have a really sexy accent and it helps.
Yo, my girlfriend's here.
He's like,
I am literally I'm straight, and what's even worse is I'm Muslim. Sorry. So like I can't like I'm straight by default.
All right, go ahead, dude. Let's do these questions.
Okay, what are you grateful for? I am grateful for you guys, actually.
Aww.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't expect that.
Oh
God.
I'm not being.
Oh, Ricardo.
I'm not being. Oh God, no, no. You guys are all banned from saying that name. I am canceling Ricardo.
But it works so well. Like when you're in simp mode, you're Ricardo.
Yeah, when you're being romantic with your girlfriend, you're Ricardo. With us, you can we'll call you Rick.
Yeah, what did you say 3 months or 5 months, Emery?
I said 5.
It's okay, whatever.
Cool. So I said 3, yeah, I and what did Diego say? I think he said a month and a half, right?
Did Diego say months? I don't remember what Diego
said. I gave it 5 because of the on again, off again factor.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but whoever said 2, I owe them $50. Anyway.
It's probably the
actually, being with you guys, I feel like I'm back to my normal, like my normal, like not your guys' normal, because my normal is a little bit crazy, but, you know.
It's a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Like, you guys, like, the weekly meetings actually help me. And talking in English, feeling like myself again, it helps. My biggest win for this week is that I haven't slept for 5 days and I have finished most of my work, like 90%.
Good end.
Is that a win or a suicide attempt? Because
I was like,
It's like and, super close.
What are you drinking? Yeah,
okay,
it's so sick, but not on Emeroy's perspective. Trust me,
I am starting. 2 startups and I have 3 clients already, including Emery, and I'm still hiring people. So I don't know which to focus on, and I like my partners are literally assholes.
That's why I could use run everything myself.
You can I will always hire me. So she's also looking for.
I like how you market yourself, but I get you right now. So.
Thanks, but no.
You want to hate me to really fucking hate me? Check signal.
Oh, this.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no, what's happening right now?
Here we go.
I just saw the group chat.
Oh my God, my name is Stephen Hood, and I kind of want to.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're a dick.
It's perfect.
It's a sweet life indeed.
Sweet life.
My biggest lesson, and I'm actually happy that I reached this, is I'm doing enough.
Like, I thought I wasn't. Like, I'm not working enough. I'm not making enough money. I see people who are my age riding insanely expensive cars. But at the pace I'm going, it's enough. Everything's on time. Everything's on plan. I'm just a little, like, edgy. And I'm doing enough towards my family, towards my work, towards my friends. And anybody who doesn't see that, they can literally go fuck themselves.
Fuck yeah. Amen. True. Dude. Fuck yeah.
So I'm like, I'm really glad I got to this mindset. The fact that I started like getting out of my shell and started working this year, it helped a lot. What did I complete last week? A lot of thumbnails. The Christmas one, I'm really proud of.
We got Emroy Claus. We got Emroy
Claus. Don't hate me, guys. Please don't hate me.
Let me go find it.
I'm keep looking going. For it. I'm keep going. Yeah, I'll keep look going. For it.
Okay, what resources do I need? More pictures of you guys. Specifically Max, like, you have one picture where you're smiling and the rest where you're looking at everything with disgust.
We don't do that.
That's an accurate depiction of how she is in real life.
We don't do that. Everything's disgusting.
Just smile for three more pictures so it doesn't seem like I'm using the same goddamn picture.
Just it's smile. My brand. God. It's my brand. How am I going to make money sending, when I smile?
I mean, I'm sending pictures to, like, I'm sending thumbnails and I'm like, is he going to realize that I haven't changed the picture for Max at all?
He was like,
I've been working for 2 months or a month and a half, I think. And like, is he going to notice? I haven't changed the picture at all for Max. Whenever she's in the picture.
I am the one that takes the pictures.
Aim to get some new ones.
You're going to get a lot of this.
Okay.
Sure, put the middle finger and I can cut it out. If that makes you smile, that's okay. Anything else? I don't think I need any resources other than that. Biggest win of 2021. Okay. There was a Deadpool at the beginning of 2020. My friends do this every year. I hate them for it, but honestly, I make a lot of money out of it. So screw them. Every year, my family, my friends, my old colleagues, everybody who ever knows me makes a Deadpool.
Oh, that is so cool.
Emory Claus.
Yeah, that's actually very
Wait, good. Was Brandon even there?
No, but I was his face and it's like, okay.
It's perfect. Let's keep it. Let's keep it.
I'm actually doing one of Diego as an animated thing, but his face isn't. His body is. And instead of the Santa Claus belt, I put the championship belt.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Please,
tell
please that. Stop. Please stop feeding into it. No. Don't let
He was all up on that, like, just ripping that belt.
Last night.
He's not shutting up about it. And honestly, like, he did a good thing. I'm giving him credit where credit is due.
That's fair. I think the biggest winner out of all of us here is you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You survived
how many things this year, man?
And also, if you win this money, like, you can use it to your.
We'll never know what's gonna happen next
year.
Yeah, I'm gonna live to be 120. But by the way, I already have a funeral fund and it's 7 times that, so don't worry. It's gonna be a very big party, and anybody who I know overseas, I am going to fly you in.
That's cool.
Just like
I'll do it. Just like I'll be
the only thing I ask. The only thing I ask of you guys, because my parents will never agree to this, because they want me to die, like, be buried in a traditional Muslim sense. I want to be lit on fire, like Viking style, like everybody's celebrating my life.
Yeah, I'll be like, "What are you, buddy?"
Oh no, here we go.
Yo, can we take turns to shoot the arrows? Because I don't know how to use an arrow, so
it'll be fine.
Don't worry. I already pre-ordered 150 arrows. I know nobody knows how to shoot an arrow, specifically a flaming one. So it's gonna take a few tries. That's most of me.
I'll just attach it to an
arrow. The consideration. Like, I love it.
I burn my fingers like cooking.
I now have a request from Camilo. Okay.
You gotta read that you do the.
Yes. Thank you.
He's got to read the eulogy.
In English and Spanish.
I don't know.
Learning right now. Rosetta Stone that shit.
I'm not going to lie. I expect to actually die at any moment. Like, I expect like I'm going to die like randomly. Or from an assassin, because I've pissed a lot of people off.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people.
With your stories, I believe it at this point.
Okay, guys, I've never had a relationship that ended with me and her being friends. I haven't had a relationship that ended with me and her being okay with each other. Not even a one-night stand. The relationship is great. The beginning, everything until the end. And then, like, somebody drops a fucking nuclear bomb and I'm screwed. I don't know how to react, so what do? I shut off all my emotions and act like a bitch.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm going to start typing your...
Start doing now. And yeah. Then you got to learn how to speak Spanish.
All right, guys, we'll make a segment out of it, us taking archery classes.
He versus.
Don't worry, my friend's going to email you the eulogy. Both in Spanish, English, and in Arabic. He knows like 10 languages, so don't worry about it.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not going to lie. I read the eulogy, and apparently, I can't change what's going to be said at my funeral, which sucks.
Well, you're dead.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's what he said to me. Like, the beginning of the eulogy is actually that might happen. Like, you see the ghosts around me. And let's be perfectly honest. I haven't had closure in anything, so I have a lot of unfinished business. I'm going to haunt all your asses. Anyway. But the beginning of the eulogy, before we end this, is he lived. As he died, like a little bitch.
Wow.
Now, I asked my friend to change that. I've asked him. I have told him that I will literally give him $50,000 to change that. I will leave that money in my will. I will leave him an apartment, a car, and $50,000. I don't know what more to do. He said, sure, I could take your money and everything, but let's be perfectly honest, you're going to be dead. It's not like I could say okay, but you're screwed anyway.
Fuck.
I think I need better friends. The problem is like my friends are like zombies. They infect everybody they get to know. Like,
just they come get to back know to my family. States, bro.
Atlanta I'd City. Much rather, like, I don't know, invite you a beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look at it like this.
Maybe take you to a dance lesson.
So, lucky for you. I am not that interested in money. So, yeah, I prefer to invite you a beer. So,
this is why you're reading my eulogy, man. This is why you're reading my eulogy. For the end of my life, I was upset on where I'm going to die.
Oh, my God. All right, guys.
I'm gonna stop talking.
Okay, so this is what a way to end the the last meeting of the year. Yeah, overall, I really appreciate you guys, everything that you guys have done, tolerating me with the notes and all the stuff I send you guys. But nonetheless, I appreciate everything you've produced for all the clients you've done. They love the work that you guys have produced. Yeah, that's it. So starting next Monday, you guys are off. Until Jen, enjoy your time with family, with friends, recharge, do whatever the fuck you need to do. I know you guys are probably going to be busy anyways. At least this is one less thing to worry about and stress about and whatnot. But yeah,
sleeping for 3 weeks straight.
Do your best to recharge. I will do the same. Kind of.
I know what you're trying to do at your mom's house.
I still work. That's fair. But yeah, I'm glad how this team has grown over throughout the year. When you submitted when I asked you what would you do with $1 million and you said get fat, I was like, okay, I think he'll fit in.
I said I put it into three parts, 25 to a quarter million where I would literally get fat with it, half a million where I would literally make anime shows and release them for free. And the last I would use to buy a house and just watch anime forever.
He's VP.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate you guys and the energy you guys bring, the humor, and how comfortable you guys have gotten with just talking shit.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. That's it. I'll see you guys next year. I appreciate you guys. Oh. If there's anything else you need throughout this week, hit me up on Asana or Signal. If there's memes or stupid shit you want to share, just hit us up on the group chat. That's it. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas and bye. Have a nice time.
I'll see you guys on Christmas Eve.